is Joss Hertig-Mitchell, and I'm a registered clinical counselor working in Victoria. I work a lot with youth and adults doing individual and group work. So truth for me is a pretty relative term. It's very subjective. I don't necessarily believe that there is a single truth. Often there's lots of shades of truth, and what is true in one moment for a person is not always necessarily true in the next moment or the next day. If somebody's telling the truth, I get a feeling in my body. Because what happens when people talk about things that are really meaningful for them in the here and the now is something shifts inside of them and they kind of get turned on. Not in a sexual way, I'm not talking about that, but just like more alive, more vital, more full of their own energy. And when you're with someone and they're talking about their truth in the here and the now, that feeling kind of is transferred over into you as well. So I feel that in the room when I'm working with someone, or if I'm speaking with a friend or with my children, if they're really speaking a truth, a felt truth, it just feels like a more powerful moment. Lies are a funny thing because sometimes we lie to ourselves. And I think often when people think about lies, they think about them in terms of being malicious. Often I think when people lie to other people, it's because they've first lied to themselves. When people talk about relationships, often they're talking about intimate relationships. And I think that's a trickier area. We're in a very unique time in our history, in our culture, where lots of traditions about relationships have kind of been thrown out the window. And what more research is showing is that our physiology is actually set up more to have excitement in the short term with a new partner. And in the long term, some of that excitement can kind of drift away. Our body actually becomes like habituated, like to a drug, habituated to the chemicals that create that sense of excitement. So after any time between a year to 4 years, that initial excitement goes away as our body becomes habituated to the chemicals. And then, depending on what your beliefs are and what the traditions are in your family about long-term relationships, you might say, oh, the excitement's gone. I'm out of here. Or if you have some beliefs about the importance of long-term relationships and the benefits that come with those, you then have the opportunity to explore some of the other chemicals that come into place, the chemicals that have to do with long-term bonding, things like oxytocin, endorphins, the same kinds of chemicals that are in play when we're with our children or other family members. They can come in with our partner and they can create long-term feelings of connection, calmness, balance. And so people are trying to struggle with that, trying to figure out what's important to them.